I feel like the stage is a mess. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's a mess.
Lights on.
Hi, welcome everyone to Scarves Podcast. So we're having a podcast in the back of the room. For those who haven't been here before, I'm Scott. To my left is John.
Hello.
To my right is Mike.
Hello.
And we usually talk about stuff for a while, and then we find out how weird I am.
Perfect.
By history. What are you doing? Why are you looking around?
There's just more lights on.
I know.
Yeah, we could. Connor may not know how to turn it. We have new lights.
Oh, so, that's right.
He'll figure it out. It's all right. Moment. Oh, okay.
He's turning more on.
I don't know the off buttons.
The what buttons?
The normal house lights off too. You turn.
Yeah. What is this?
Thank you, Connor.
It's an
for
audio podcast. Lights. Now we're in.
You no, we're good. TV okay, talk. Let's go. What's up, Scott?
It's me. I'm here. What do you want?
It's me. I'm here. What do you?
It's a me.
I have a. Okay. What?
You have too many logos on your shirt.
What? This is taco sauce right here.
Why did you have to bring that up? No one saw that.
I don't know where it is. Right here.
That's yeah, but no one sauce. Saw that. Why did you bring it up?
Over here, this is coleslaw.
Is it mild, medium, or fire?
Hot. Just hot.
What do you mean hot?
Hot.
Oh, just regular hot sauce?
Because they have mild, Taco Bell, mild, hot, fire, Diablo. It's hot.
You're right. I'm sorry. It's hot. I'm dead serious. I like, almost every other time at Taco Bell, I'll say medium, and they just give me mild, because they don't know what to do. They're like, we don't want to fuck them up, we give them hot.
Okay, thanks for bringing this up. I don't want to bring people down, but
you murdered a Taco Bell.
The fuck? No. Round of applause. This quick. I just want to make sure. Round of applause. Who in here works in like a fast food restaurant? Good.
They can't afford to come here.
They can't afford a free show. Okay, so I don't want to be mean. I said a fast food restaurant. So like McDonald's, Taco Bell, like Arby's, yep. Whatever.
Olive Garden, Applebee's, Chili's.
No.
I was gonna say we know what a fast food restaurant is, but John apparently
doesn't. John doesn't.
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse.
I don't know what the fuck Ruth's Chris is. You always bring up Ruth's Chris.
That is the worst named restaurant, by the way.
We've hashed this before.
I don't listen to the episodes.
They don't serve hash browns. They have steak.
I've never been. I'm sorry, I've never been.
It's more of a West Coast thing.
I think there's one in Chicago. Probably.
Is there?
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
You just said how shitty it is.
I didn't say how shitty it was. When did I say that? Did I say that?
Yeah.
See?
He just has to say yeah whenever somebody else a question.
He's like Usher. That's a callback from 15 years ago.
That's a great joke. That deserved a lot more.
Eh, it happens. My jokes don't hit. I'm like a baseball.
So you're going to talk about fast food restaurants.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about... Wait.
You were saying no offense to fast food restaurant people.
Okay.
But I'm not going to talk about them.
No offense.
I'm going to move on entirely.
You don't, Matt. So I know this is going to cause people get mad.
No, stop it. Just go.
They're not here.
Just go.
So remember how people want to get paid more for working in the fast food restaurants?
Oh, it's not about fast food.
Yeah, it's about winning away.
All right,
go ahead, Trump.
You're part of the poverty-stricken workers of the world.
No. Here, okay. Because I'm just saying, I have $5.
Yes.
And I go, I want to buy this hamburger meal.
Yes.
And I say, hamburger meal is this way. Please take this off, put this on. That's how my hamburger meal wants to come.
Sure.
I want this drink. Give me some sauces. I take the bag and I go, my fucking hamburger meal has pickles on it. I said, no pickles. They gave me the wrong drink. Yeah. This happens 4 out of 5 times. They fuck it all up. Yeah. How, if any job where you, like, if you had a job, that everyone has a job. Okay, let's pretend that your job, out of every 5 things that you do, you fuck up 4 of them.
Yeah.
Would you demand a raise?
What is it?
I mean, it makes, they have the opportunity to do less work by not putting pickles on it. They don't have. They get like, whoa, I'm paying them the same amount as a pickle-laden hamburger.
But here's the thing. There's so many layers to this.
I'm saving them money.
First of all, I agree with that sentiment overall.
Sentiment,
right? I agree with
sediment,
that.
Yeah.
Sediment.
Sediment. Filament.
Kind of rock.
Now, I agree with that sentiment overall that please get my fucking order right. But There, I agree with that. But there's a couple of things that I feel like, so that they don't get a living wage to start with. So yeah, there's no motivation to be perfect during that. Sure. 4 out of 5 times at a job, I feel like, would be more spread out instead of instantaneous. So say tonight, through this whole podcast, at random points, I'm going to give you an order, and you have to tell it to Mike 30 seconds later, and then Mike will do the same thing to me. And you have to memorize every single one.
Okay.
Because that's the point. The thing is that they get their orders over and over and over. Also, they hit a screen. So most times if someone says a chalupa, you just hit a goddamn chalupa button. But if they say chalupa, less sour cream, hold the tomatoes, you have to go, boop, 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 boop. God damn it, can I have a manager? Why isn't there an option for this?
You paid $5 for a hamburger meal?
I mean,
a whole meal? Soda,
where
burger.
Was this?
I mean, it's numerous but places.
There's a burger, soda,
there's a lot of places
fries
that have $4 meals and $5 meals.
Also,
you got
to
get out there.
So you're saying you went to 5 different, you ordered 5 times and 4 of them were wrong?
Yeah.
You should get 2 times.
I don't.
You go 2 times instead of 5.
I don't.
That's a half, that's 50% okay, instead of it.
But then it's like, if I go 2 times, what if those 2 times are the fuck up orders? Then it's 100%.
Yeah, but you paid $5 for it, though.
Yeah.
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 That's why you get, yeah, mostly you go
and
to the restaurant.
You know, you know what you get for $5?
An hour worth of
the
wage.
The wrong meals.
Oh. You know what you get for $5? A great meal from the dollar store.
One time I went to the dollar store with my brother, and it was a summer day. We were thirsty.
Sure.
I'm like, let's go to the Dollar Tree. They have drinks there. And I'm like, ooh, boy, lemonade. I love lemonade. We bought the lemonade. I got the pink one, pink lemonade. He got the regular lemonade, or vice versa. I'm not sure. It was like 10 years ago. You get to the car, or like, and I start drinking it. It wasn't lemonade. It was lemonade concentrate. It was, you're supposed to pour it into water. It hurt your teeth.
You underestimated what a bargain you would really get.
Yes.
That was like 12 lemonades.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, oh no. And then I look like, oh, add to like this much water. Sure. We add it to the water.
So
it
what'd you do?
It
so
wasn't
was
good.
It, okay, this is what's confusing. What? So it was in the shape of a lemonade bottle.
Yeah.
But all just sugar?
It was, wasn't clear. It was like a green bottle. Yeah. It was like a 20-ounce bottle.
Oh, of just like this stuff, like of like lime concentrate or like lime juice. That you
yeah, but no, it was like artificial lemonade.
Yeah, but
it wasn't
no,
like real good lemonade.
Yeah, you guys.
Well, you were at the dollar.
Why would you buy lemonade in an in something you couldn't see in? That's a lot of trust for a dollar store.
That's what happens. That's what happens with a lot of drinks.
Like what?
Like
what?
Orange juice.
Orange juice.
No, you see the orange juice.
Yeah, Sunny Delight in cans.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
This isn't 1997. They no longer have Sunny Delight in cans.
Hawaiian Punch in cans.
Where do you buy them?
Festivals Foods.
Festivals Foods.
Festivals Foods.
You go to festival, you can go to Pick and Save. I think there's
I have
Woodman's.
Never seen a 6-pack of Hawaiian Punch cans.
I didn't say 6, I said it's a 12-pack.
Well, that was the problem.
Yeah. You're looking for...
John only sees in 6-packs.
What'd you say?
So John should get out more.
Yeah, John, get out more.
Why would I drink Hawaiian Punch? I'm not 8 years old.
You can do whatever you want. You're an adult. Your parents didn't give it to you as a punishment. They gave it to you as a reward. Now you're an adult. You can reward yourself. You can go to the store, get Capri Sun, and drink Capri Sun. It's fine. You get fruit snacks.
Why'd you bring a Capri Sun? Did someone yell at you for drinking Capri Sun?
Did they?
You can buy fruit snacks.
Someone's totally
who
fine.
Who yelled at you for drinking Capri Sun?
They didn't yell. They just made fun of it.
So someone scolded you for drinking Capri Sun?
Was it
no, they didn't scold me. They just like, oh, wow, Capri Suns. Who's are those? I'm like, oh. They're delicious. If you had the wild cherry...
I would say, where's the kid you kidnapped? And why did you steal his Capri Suns?
Oh, also... Also, Capri Suns are not clear packages.
They're clear liquid.
Yeah, I know, but it's still the packages like metal looking.
Didn't they for a while make clear or did, isn't the
I think
new
those
kind?
Are like the natural, like the all natural Capri
yeah.
Suns.
And they're like
the fancy ones.
Because why would you want natural things in your body?
And they had like a clear backside.
Yeah, the clear backside.
Yeah,
the Mitch
clear
said.
Backside.
That's not like my girls.
Yeah.
No, what does that mean?
That was the worst 5 we've ever done in my life. That wasn't even good.
It was
a clear backside.
Yeah, I want to see all up in those guts.
Ooh.
What?
Oh weird. No.
Gosh, you're one of those people.
John.
I thought you meant like acne free.
No,
I was thinking like you land a plane on it.
So it's flat? You want a flat butt?
I don't know. I thought that's what you were saying.
I want a clear butt.
Clear. Yeah, like all clear. Clear for takeoff.
Clear for landing.
No, or clear for landing.
No one was on that but you.
I was.
That's what I just said.
Do you hate it when you hear things and it doesn't register right away? Yeah. All the time to me.
No, my brain's fine.
Mine isn't. Yeah. Mine isn't. Like, you know, like that. It's that thing where someone goes, hey, nice pants over there. I'm like, what? And then it goes, oh, he said nice pants over there. I go, oh.
No, I agree.
And by the time they're repeating it, I go, yeah, I know. I got him.
Yeah, no, I do that all the time. Don't worry.
You sounded sarcastic when you said
that. I would like a chalupa meal, no twisty cinnamon.
Let me hold on. We got to punch it into the machine. I don't just remember it. And also, I'm not getting paid to take your order.
Oh, what was the order?
Chalupa meal with no cinnamon twist things.
No cinnamon twist things? I'm sorry, was he clear about that?
No, he wasn't. He's a fucking moron who doesn't even drive up.
Chalupa meal doesn't stand to come
with. Excuse me, no one took my card yet.
Also, yeah, he didn't even pay for it yet, so fuck him.
Excuse me.
What do you want for his side?
No.
You ordered the meal.
No.
For his side?
No. Not a hot sauce.
What do you mean no?
Nope.
No.
I quit. I don't want to work here. We don't get paid enough here.
You went against your own point. You couldn't handle one order.
No, I wouldn't have chosen this job. No.
That's not the point of the bit. You're not you. We're telling you how difficult it actually is to work in a fast food environment.
Tell them we're out of chalupas.
We're out of chalupas.
Can I have a quesadilla?
Ask the manager.
Can I have a double, like, cooked
fucking
quesadilla?
Fucking done. Case in point.
Thank you, Scott. You can mop the bathrooms, please. I think someone shit in the corner.
Do you ever have to clean shit out of a urinal?
I've never cleaned shit. You have?
Yeah.
When?
A couple times.
Where?
When I used to work for the city. I worked for the park department.
Oh, okay.
Kids shit in the urinals.
Sure. No.
They had nothing to do. They go, oh, let's go to the park. There's no toys at the park, so we'll just shit in the fucking urinal.
I found an intact Lorenzo Cain Brewer's bobblehead.
I don't know who that is.
It's like shit in a urinal.
Oh.
No. He is a very good baseball player who just had a bobblehead at the Brewers give away the bobbleheads on Sundays, and I was in a park. And it was just sitting on the top of the trash, and I was like, there's a good chance there's a bobblehead in there. If not, I just throw it back away. It's
true.
Perfect. I just cleaned it off, and it's mine. It's like, that's a ticket value. Like, yeah. That's like, you don't go.
You're trying to justify your garbage picking.
No, but no one else goes to the park and goes, oh, here's a Lorenzo Cain box. I'm sure the bobblehead in it. No, it's probably shit or jizz or a dead.
Who comes in a bobblehead box?
Who doesn't?
A big fan of Lorenzo.
Big fan. Do you, are you okay, John?
I had a virus last week.
You can edit that out, don't worry.
No, I'm not gonna.
You never do. Post.
No, I know you edit the episodes.
Yeah.
They end up being like 10 minutes long, and you seem very coherent.
I should do that. I should edit one where I just am smart.
Yeah. It's gonna take a while.
Why?
You should probably take out the part where you spilled hot sauce on your shirt.
Yeah.
And then
coleslaw, apparently?
Yeah, over here.
Do you not spray your stains when they happen?
I didn't. At work?
So, no.
When, no. All you had to do was say, no, I don't. And I went, okay.
When would I have had a chance?
Right. Get one of those, like, magic eraser things, or those Tide things.
Yeah.
You can get those?
Yeah, we got one of those up front.
They've been around for, like, 10 years.
Oh, boy.
You just have them in your desk. You
can
you
give
spill.
Them at the dollar store.
You can.
Probably a whole pack of them.
Bye.
Careful, they might be concentrated.
Just makes a hole in the hole. Yeah.
Well, usually I don't wear plain shirts, so that's.
Yeah.
I blame the shirt for that.
So a shirt with a design would cover the spill?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it'll be all messed. Sure. Yeah.
What were you eating when you spilled your hot sauce?
Taco.
Just a regular taco?
Yeah.
Right.
Crunchy.
I figured that.
More questions. Ask me about my tacos.
Where was it from?
Taco Bell.
Where'd the coleslaw come from?
Heartland?
What?
I was over there training today. I had to drive today. I'm
where
tired.
Did you get the coleslaw from?
We had lunch.
Yes, where?
At a place in Heartland. It's a city.
Yeah,
no, or a village. I'm not sure.
I'm going to have 2 cheesy gordita crunches, 3 large Baja Blasts.
This guy won't get out of the fucking drive-thru. He's
3 cheesy roll-ups. Okay, thank you.
Nope. Does it appear correct on the screen?
What does it say on the screen?
Yeah, you read it.
Is it correct?
Well, then nothing. I didn't type anything, so he doesn't want anything. Cheesy gordita roll.
Hello.
Did you clean the shit out of the urinal?
You're like ruining your point. You can't even take a fake order in a bit.
I'm not getting paid to take a fake order.
Why are you being so serious about this bit where my whole point was that it's hard to take orders over and over?
Also,
so monotonous.
You said they punch into a screen. You didn't give me a screen. Bring a cash register.
My
up here.
Point was that it's not just have someone pull up to a drive thru and give you like eight things and then specialty order and then all of a sudden get everything perfect.
Get a Taco Bell machine right here. Just get
you want a Taco Bell machine?
Get a Taco Bell machine.
You mean a laptop with a program computed?
He sounded like me now.
He did, for a moment, yeah. You've driven him to this. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of driving, I drove.
He just ruins bits. Like, it's just a fun practice. It would have been a fun practice. I just want you to memorize the things and tell Mike, and you get so meta about it. You're just like, I don't work here. I'm not really at a Taco Bell.
Mike, I'm like a piece of concrete underneath a wooden block. Please?
I thought there was going to be a punch. Did you think he was going to have a sentence after that?
Yeah.
He's I'm like concrete under a wooden block.
I meant because I ruined bits. Drill bits. It was a playoff. What you said. I ruined bits. I'm like a concrete block under a wooden board.
But no one knew a drill was involved.
Yeah, because you fucking talked too long. You said, oh, you're like, you break bits. And then you talked about for 2 minutes before I could get my punchline out. John, that's your fault. That's the timing rule. I'm not going to interrupt you.
I think you literally made Conrad fall asleep.
Conrad cries all the time. Wait, would you say false?
What do you mean cries all the time?
I'm sure he does. I mean, no offense. Who doesn't? Am I right?
I'm not gonna lie. I think you know what? I guarantee you everyone in this room would probably say Conrad's a more stable human being than you.
That's a fucking lie.
I think we should like survey this.
You know what? I kind of want to try something sometime.
Okay. How about now?
No, because we already started
you
this.
Do you like switch lives for a day?
I think your girlfriend might get a little weirded out.
No, but it's to prove his point. So, like, he wants you to switch bodies so you know that he's more stable than you.
I wouldn't know that because it's me.
Oh, my God. It's like you didn't even listen to what I just said.
How would I switch lives with him and me be more stable?
No, he's showing you that he's more stable. So if you switch lives, you would live his life and then go back to your life and go, oh, yeah, he is more stable.
But my brain is still in me. I would be observing
it. Why are you ruining the bit? How do you not get what I'm trying to tell you? It was just, man, it was just 9/11. I don't need.
Whoa, I said concrete, not steel beams. Jesus. What was your woe for? What were you?
The Pentagon was made out of concrete.
Everything's made of concrete. Roads are made of concrete.
Yeah.
The concrete from comic books is made of concrete.
What?
Is it concrete?
I know what you're talking
about. Ah, Dark Horse, motherfucker. I'm sorry. I'm so tired. What was the question?
Conrad, are you tired?
No, I'm wide awake now.
See? Look, he's great.
How does that make him more stable?
Do you still have the Garrito meal? The Garrito? Is that a thing? Garrito? Is that a Garrito meal?
You're not...
What are you trying to grasp at?
There's a customer in my kitchen.
Is that the Doritos
gordito.
Tacos?
Gordito?
Gordito, yes.
Gordita?
Gordita? There are still gorditas.
Oh, sorry, the feminine form. Gordita. I don't eat a taco.
The gorditos bar. Did not sell very well.
No?
No. Too sexist.
Probably.
Also, Gordo...
Too much white sauce. And they got too weird.
Is that a clear back thing again?
Yeah. No, it's just a jizz.
Yeah.
Just a jizz.
Just a jizz.
You got way too close to me to high five.
Is Gordo fat or is that handsome?
I think he's big.
Guapo.
Guapo. That's handsome.
What's Gordo?
That's fat. So Gordito almost is like, you're a little fatto.
A little fat.
You're just a little fat.
I think the reference is
then what's it? Toquito.
What?
Then what does toquito mean?
I know ito means little.
Small taco.
Little taco?
Is it?
Toquitos around little tacos, Conrad.
Yeah, because...
I work at a Mexican restaurant, Conrad.
I don't think that's true.
Is anyone here from Mexico? Round of applause. Fuck.
Are you going to get racist?
No. I just want to know what their...
deal is?
No, I just want
very passionate about taquito.
I'm just saying, because our tacos and their tacos are not the same.
What do you mean?
Our tacos are not the same as their tacos.
Wait, say it again.
Our tacos...
Because it's more on corn tortillas with actual real ingredients.
Well, like, they're like, they're... What's yeah? They like they have cilantro and like onions instead.
You don't put cilantro
lettuce
on your tacos?
No, but like instead of like lettuce and tomato, it's like a cilantro and like
yeah, like a pico cilantro mix.
Taquito, literally Spanish for small taco.
What?
He should be fired.
That's not the same as a little taco. It's rolled up.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
No, it's a smaller taco.
I don't make the rules of Spanish.
You're not even from Spain. So wait.
I live closer to Spain than you ever.
It's very true.
I've been to Spain.
Again, a world traveler, more in check with his life than you.
I think I've probably been to more Mexican restaurants than you, though, motherfucker.
You're older.
I don't feel Taco Bell counts, though, as a Mexican restaurant. Mexican and Spanish are different.
Why is everyone noise the audience against me now?
Because you were getting angry for no reason.
I get angry all the time for no reason.
And then you led a series of questions with, are there any Mexicans here?
I said...
kind of raised the tension.
Did I say that or did I say any people from Mexico here?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes. Same don't, thing. I don't say people. Either this or this and you say yes. Pick one or the other.
So what do you think your comparison...
I just wanted to say...
I'm just saying it by average. Taco Bell compared to authentic... like. Actual Mexican restaurants. What do you think the percentage is?
Taco Bell's voted the most like authentic Mexican.
You guys, all these answers, not what I fucking asked. I'm just
John. Taco Bell has food. John, Taco Bell has food.
Their meat's 1% hair.
Yeah. So is my face. No,
your face is more like 60% hair. I'm just saying.
How many tacos could we get out of cell space?
Oh, so many taquitos.
Wait, what? On the 1% part?
If you shaved your head and made it into tacos instead, assuming each taco is 1% hair.
Oh boy,
it depends on how big a taco
is. Why did you do this as if this was a standard
menu? Would that be just a...
I was imagining this as a taco shell, and I was going like, yeah. I was dividing my face up, John.
Then what was your plan after
my
that?
My head was probably 20 tacos worth.
20 tacos worth?
I'm guessing.
Well,
depends on how loaded it is.
It would be 100 times the amount of hair you
one,
have.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
whatever
8,
this 9. Amount of hair is times 100 tacos.
Actually, probably like 30 or 40 tacos. Because they don't fill it all with meat.
Yeah, they don't fill it all with hair either. It's only 1%.
But you said I have to shave, if I shave my head.
Shave all your head.
Yeah.
And then distribute it amongst tacos.
Oh, what? Wait. Oh,
he said Taco Bell tacos are 1% hair.
Okay, so you mean shave the hair off my face and put those into food?
Yes.
I think you meant like literally chop up my head, ground it up, and put that in the meat as tacos.
Then you wouldn't be around for this conversation afterwards.
But she didn't know that.
Can you give his order to him? He's been waiting in the drive-thru for a while. He's been very patient.
Call this number, they'll give you a free food. It's a business card. You dropped it. Oh, he's littering. Call the police.
I'll call the littering.
Also, how is this? Like, are you driving through the drive-through backwards? Or are you in a British car? What's happening?
I'm so literal about this. It's just a fun bit that was.
You talk through a machine, not at me. This guy.
Hello?
Wait, how is he talking through his windshield, Michael? This guy doesn't know that.
He's driving a British car.
Can I not go out my windshield right here?
This is the curtain. I put the curtain down. Like,
why? You're not directly talking to him.
So when he drives around, he's like, oh, there? They're closed. He's sleeping.
Yeah. What was your first topic?
Yeah, do we have topics tonight?
Fast food.
Well, I don't know.
Is this not Scott ruins your podcast?
I... don't even know if I have topics.
I'm John.
Oh, boy.
I'm Mike.
See, I was, like, today was so much stuff happening that I didn't even think of.
Like, this topics. Is what people are missing about this podcast. Like, he took one stain, and that was a half hour of bits and rants.
What are you, scary kids? Oh, sorry, moments.
Where are scary kids? Why didn't you start with that? That's like you just have gold in that phone.
I don't make this. I always have dude impression
of
Mike.
What do you mean you don't make this?
Out of this list, it just appears, and I don't remember writing
God,
these.
That's terrifying.
Like, I don't
do
remember.
You just wake up and rant, get like write things down, and then just
might
go in the shower,
like,
and then go, I'm going to spill on my shoe.
Like right here, I have dude impression of Mike. Until I realize why I wrote that down. It's gonna stay in this list. I don't know why I wrote dude impression.
Do
an
impression
of
Mike.
You're a Mike.
I don't need to do an impression of Mike. I'm the one guy who doesn't have to.
I don't know why I put it in here. Also songs. It just says songs.
Yeah, it does.
Why?
Conrad, I think it's time for a question.
Oh, Jesus.
This is remake movies it thing. What does that mean, John?
Remake movies it thing. Do you think that you should make
the It remake and the Thing prequel?
Oh, yeah.
What about
songs?
So,
I don't know. That's all I wrote. Did you think? All right, next.
Do I hit the ask?
Fine. Jesus Christ. All right, guys, this is the part of the show where Conrad... do you think it's...
He is so much more stable than you.
You don't know that. He might go home and, like, just punch a window. He might hold all his unstableness inside until he, like, goes in an elevator and they think they're having an
interview. I think he just takes it out in D&D or other games he plays because he posts about anime and D&D and I'm just like, yeah, this guy seems like he's got it together.
My Twitter is a great insight to my life. That's how you know I'm stable.
Oh, yeah.
I don't... What?
Should follow his...
I don't want to.
Anyway, I'm going to roll a dice.
This is
the question.
Okay.
This is a part of the show where Conrad asks a question. That's why I said Conrad's question corner.
Okay, rule of seven. What is the best Wi-Fi name that you've encountered?
Oh, fuck. That's not it.
It's not a bad one.
I like the puns. John?
Mine is... the Wi-Fi I use at my place is called The Adventures of Buckaroo Wi-Fi.
Okay.
That's a pun.
Yeah. Buns. Dude, this is a hard one because I feel like I have to research this one.
I have like 7 other questions.
You have 7 up questions?
7 other.
Cherry, my favorite. DNL, my second favorite.
What's
DNL? I missed DNL. I want DNL back. First favorite.
What's DNL?
Yeah.
Does anyone know? Round of applause. Who knows what DNL is?
That was upside.
One person said 7 up, and then Conrad.
Was that like a dip? Was it 5 years ago?
No, that was like. What day is it now? October?
Yeah.
So, 17 years ago?
Yep. It is October.
What was the gimmick of DNL? Was it zero calorie?
It's the opposite of 7-Up.
It was a cola, right?
No.
So it was lime?
It was like Surge. It was DNL. It was DNL because if you take 7-Up upside down...
So instead of lemon lime, it's lime lemon.
But it was caffeinated.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, and it was only around for like a few months.
Well, just like they came out with ice, which is not doing well either.
That's not good.
Caffeinated Sprite.
And then, but then after DNL...
Which I agree with. But I want the zero calorie one.
Yeah.
It tastes like
zero calorie, but
who likes just drinking 7-Up?
I will if there's caffeine in it.
Well,
why don't you
make fun of my alcoholism?
Nah,
because I like a Sprite or a Diet Sprite, but I just don't like the calories. It's just empty calories to drink a regular 7-Up. But if it's like a Diet 7-Up and there's caffeine, I'm on board.
But you like the taste of 7-Up?
It's just a crisp.
Just eat a can of Diet Mountain Dew.
What are you talking about?
Or drink, I mean.
Diet Mountain Dew is garbage.
It's like the worst stuff out there.
Yeah.
I don't care for diet soda at all.
It's all terrible. I mean, yeah, it's all terrible for you. But
I don't know. I'd rather drink a Diet Mountain Dew than a regular 7-Up. Why come no one's high-fiving?
I don't know why that's a bird.
The A didn't deserve a high-five one way or another.
They're both not good for it. Yeah.
Soda preference is not a high five moment.
Yeah.
Well,
And also, I disagree. So. There we go.
I high five myself then.
Okay.
It's like clapping, but for me.
Yep.
Conrad, re-roll.
Okay.
I'll think of a Wi-Fi one.
What is the most ridiculous fact you know?
Most ridiculous pack?
Fact.
I can't. I think I'm dying. I can't hear.
FACT.
There's too much hair on your tacos.
My ears. Do you think there's... Alright.
Are your ears okay?
I don't know. Who knows?
What do you mean? You don't know?
I don't. That's why I said...
What's wrong with your ears?
When did you have your last physical?
I don't know.
Do they check your ears?
How often are you supposed to have them?
Once a year.
Uh-oh.
Your company literally pays for it. Wait, do you not know when you ate last physical?
I know it was in the 2000s. And I'm saying, like, not just the 2000-aughts. I'm saying it might have been in the teens as well.
Why aren't you going once a year?
Because those fuckers... Okay.
They're not paying enough. They didn't give him his pickles.
I don't want pickles.
Sorry, they gave him pickles.
They gave me pickles.
I'm just waiting for this terrible excuse.
Because every time... No, because I don't want to do it.
Why? Because they're going to tell you bad things?
Yeah. I know I'm overweight. I don't have to pay you money to tell me this. If I wanted to do that, I would just go to a bully and say, take my lunch money.
But it's not about that. They're not bullying you. They're literally just telling you facts. So, like, if anything's wrong with you, they'll tell you.
But they're saying it as if it's a surprise to me.
No, they're not.
They're not going, hey, guess what?
The first thing they
Scott,
do...
are you sitting?
Ready?
Your BMI is not perfect.
Well, the thing is, the first thing they do is like, all right, step on the scale. All right, this number, they write down how tall you. And then while they're like... you should lose weight. I'm like, I know, it's the first thing you showed me. I know the scale. Like, oh, click.
Also, nope. No, doctor offices don't click that.
Click.
Because here's the thing. Because I go every year because I'm a human being. So they bring you in, and the nurse usually gets your height and weight. They don't say a fucking word, by the way, until the doctor comes in.
Oh, they say, step on the scale. That's a word. That's two words. That's... four words.
About the result. They don't say a word about the results. They take your height and your weight, and then the doctor will come in.
I know, but... okay, still.
But what if you had serious other problems? That you should get those tested every year.
What if they did? What if they said, hey, you should lose weight? Okay, now we've...
okay, now what's going on? It's still your choice. Also, you get so caught... I think you get too caught up in that stuff that they think they're attacking you. They're not. They're just letting you know. They're meeting... how many appointments during the day? Like 30? And times 5. So that's 200 people a week. 150 to 200 people probably. I'm guessing by average. And probably half of those are the same exact things as you need to lose weight. So they're not targeting you. They're just telling
you
results.
You live in Green Bay. I guarantee you're not the only person they've told to lose weight.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And it hasn't changed me, so I'm like, whoa.
But they're not attacked because you brought up the bully thing. They're not bullying you. They're telling you facts that could help you.
Talk about bit ruining, am I right? That was a joke.
I'm trying to help you.
That was a joke I made to lighten the mood, and he's like, ah,
what
they're
joke?
Not bullies. They're not boys.
Explain your joke. They're not boys.
Bullies.
Oh.
Also, you like, hey, John, do you know what my favorite part of the show is when you go to the doctor house? They put the thing on you, and they're like...
wait, you're going to a house?
Whatever. What is it called? Doctor houses. Doctor...
offices?
Don't help him.
No, that's not the hospital. It's the, planet.
Don't help him.
Yeah, the planet. The doctor...
Doctor Planet, yes.
Clinic! Yes, that's what she said.
Why would you think planet would be the answer?
All right, audience, for the future, if you can't think of a word, don't help him. Don't help him at all.
This just helps the show.
Yes.
I like describing things if I can't think of the word.
Yeah.
My brother. Uh oh, what's her name? News talker.
Don't give it.
Anchor.
No.
One of the reporters, or whatever. She couldn't think of the word snow. Uh oh. Snowplow. So she called it a shovel truck. And that's my fucking favorite thing. That's my favorite thing ever. Shovel trucks. It's great. I love it.
Shovel truck.
I like shovel truck as much as so I like.
Also, geologists are earth doctors. I love that. That's a funny thing.
Is there a term for that?
Geologist?
No, like the trying to think of the words so you just make up.
I don't make it up, I describe it.
I believe it's a malpropism.
What? That's the one the doctor screws up with surgery.
Yes.
Well, it was surgery.
Well, the thing about malprop is that he was a character that ended up using words that didn't mean what they're.
Who's
that word that sounded like what he was trying to say?
Who's malprop?
I don't know.
It's a Shakespeare character.
Oh, I never read
it. Like an officer, but he keeps on using the wrong words to describe things.
Conrad, when's the last time you were a doctor?
So like,
jeez, what kind of doctor?
Oh, British doctor.
Well, that was probably like 2004.
Oh, just yell at him. Fucking.
Go to a fucking doctor.
A British doctor.
No, I don't trust doctors.
I'm stealing this Wi-Fi from Randy was my favorite one.
No.
I'm not sure if it was Randy, but it was some name. I'm stealing this Wi-Fi from...
yeah.
Something. Also, I don't like the ones that say, like, FBI surveillance man.
Cool.
It's been done.
Something about Borat.
Mine is pedo porn only.
Jesus.
What was it?
That's why the FBI one is next to him. Wait, what were we talking about?
You not going to the doctor?
You turn
Russian for a second there?
I don't get this concept of not going to the doctor, especially if like a company pays for it. It's just so
you know
weird.
The company doesn't pay. You still have to pay for it.
No.
Yeah. You do as a person.
What do you mean pay? Oh, like mentally?
No, John.
You don't get your copay isn't free for a physical?
No. Why would a copay be free? That's not a copay. It's a co-free.
It's a kind of fish, isn't it?
Or it's a...
So you don't get that good of benefits? So how much is it if you go for a yearly physical? How much is it?
I don't know. It was a long time ago, John.
Scott.
Also, every time you go to the doctor, they go, hey, let me put this little Velcro thing on your arm, and let me just fucking squeeze your arm till you feel the blood.
Do you not know what a blood pressure test
yeah,
is?
Yes, and I hate it. It's the worst thing. I would rather have my hand get stuck in the car door than feel and go, oh, my blood stopped, and then they hold it, and then they go... And then you go, wait, and finally you feel it pumping in your elbow where they have that fucking cold metal thing, and you're like, stop this, please stop. And they don't. They keep going, that's a little high. Let's fucking do it again. Squeeze.
I bet you're not breathing right during that point.
No one breathes right when you go to the doctor. They're always like, you're out of breath. I'm like, I know. I don't want to be here. You're going to fucking pull blood out of me. I don't want things taken out of me. John, they say, take this card downstairs. And they go, okay, right. We're going to take fucking 3 vials of blood out of you, or 2 vials, whatever the fucking vials. I don't look at it because I'll fall off the chair. My face gets cold and wet. And I faint.
That's only if they need lab tests.
Every fucking time they do it, though. God damn it. They just... It's like, hey, do you want to pay to go lay in a field of mosquitoes? Sure. Take all my blood.
It's one point of your body compared to a bunch of itchy bites. They give you a Band-Aid. They're fine. Also, blood pressure is to make sure you're not, like, your heart doesn't explode.
It's that life. That's life, John. I'll probably have a stroke first.
That's the whole fucking point of the doctor, so you can prevent it for years.
Yeah, what if I don't want to prevent it for years, John? At 40, I'm out. That's it.
Why? You're so close.
Yeah, so close. So close, John.
Well, what are we going to do about this show, though?
I mean, I'm surprised it lasted this long.
It's just going to be called Scott Ruined Your Podcast, and it's going to be a goddamn hit.
And then you'll just have Conrad replace it because he's more stable than me. You're like, oh, Cracky the Blood Miller, you'll eat my chips.
Why are you so racist about all this stuff?
That's Australian, I'm sorry. Is this the word Cracky?
Yeah, I could tell.
I was just warming up the vocals.
Mike, do you do a yearly physical?
I do, yes.
Great, good job.
They tell me I have to lose weight too.
Good.
I don't take personal offense.
I do. I take personal everything personally. Yeah, look at those fuckers outside. They're standing there probably watching me thinking I'm an idiot. God damn it, people.
None of them even know you exist right now. Look at all them. Just a bunch of younger, like, Gen Z people. Look, they're all facing the bar. They want to go in the bar to get pussy. That's all they care about. They don't care about you, Scott. None of them care. Why are you worried about them?
You want us to bring them in here?
No.
Let's go get
them. Get them in here and ask.
No.
Should we ask how many of them get a physical every year?
No.
Should we ask?
Look at them. Look how many muscles they have from here. I swear to God. No. No. God damn it. I fucking hate this show anymore.
Hey, do you guys get yearly physicals? You get yearly physicals?
He's fucking...
Every other year for physicals, you go to the doctor?
God damn it. He's asking them... He's asking them if they get yearly physicals to about 10 people. I never said 6. Jesus Christ.
You guys tell me you have to go for like 6 years. That's bullshit.
God damn it. I didn't say 6.
You said it.
Just shake your head when I walk back in, okay?
No, John. He's egging them on. No. God damn it. Look at, don't look at them. Don't look at them. Are they looking? God damn it, why are you doing these things?
Oh, those two ladies are waving back at me.
They're... God, what is... This is life.
So a little street survey there. People get surveyed. How about the room? How about these people? You know
they all do.
That's a great way. I'm sorry.
When was the last time you got a physical? Within the last year? Last 10 years?
Last 20.
Last 20? See? What?
February.
Last year.
Michelle is dressed.
Are they fucking coming over, John? Right, I swear to God. These...
Do you have a pressure cuff on you?
Okay. Gentlemen. No.
Mitch, you sit down.
Just sit down, Mitch.
They didn't pay. They didn't pay for this show.
Yeah.
Shut up. So, can you take blood pressure without the cuff?
No, this is my vet clinic clothes.
Just answer the question.
Oh. Do you take pet? Do you take blood pressures of pets?
No.
What if they have a heart problem?
Well, I don't do it. I'm not a vet tech.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what a vet tech is.
Someone who takes blood pressure of
animals. But technology, it's not technology. It's a fucking balloon and a string.
Yeah, all she does is give robotic parts to pets.
Like the wheels?
Yeah.
Like the dog wheels?
Like the dog wheels, yes.
Like the dog wheels.
Or the ones that have like a they build a beak for a parrot?
Yep. What?
They build a beak for a parrot.
Yeah.
Like a fake beak for a parrot, John. Like a beak. Like they 3D printed.
Yeah.
Have you not been on the internet in the last 5 years?
Have you not searched parrot beak?
You know what? I have been on the internet the last 5 years.
Well, barely missed a parrot beak.
Because that's where I got to check my yearly physical results.
They don't post it online?
Yes, they do.
For everyone to see?
You have your own account. No, it's just your own account. I don't think you know how the internet works.
There's a mosquito in here.
John did open the door to ask the people.
John, it's like a little miniature doctor. Yep.
Oh, he did.
Don't flick it at me.
He went every year. See what happened?
Mosquitoes don't live. How long do they live? You're a vet tech. How long do mosquitoes live?
I'm not a vet tech.
Okay, but you're a vet. You know about animals. How long do mosquitoes last?
Just a couple days, I think.
Not only it's a couple days. She's wrong. Take her license away.
But why is you? If she's wrong, why did you ask her?
I don't...
Male mosquitoes last for 10 days. Female, 42 to 56.
Whoa!
Oh.
10 days!
So
and the...
About a matriarch.
And the female ones are the ones that suck you!
Yeah.
So... The blood, the suck the blood guys, come on. So the ones we're always killing because they're always like being annoying on biting us and leaving blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that last the longest.
Well, not if you kill them.
That's so weird. Is that like Dolphin Man?
Tiger Woods.
Just like Dolphin Man.
Elephant
Dolphin Man. Dolphin
Man?
Scientist Walker.
Dolphin.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Reeve.
Charles Darwin.
Dolphin scientist Walker. Charles Darwin. What did you want us to say? How did you want us to get there?
I have to write that down.
How did you expect us to go? Oh, Charles Darwin?
Because he's the scientist.
Yes.
And he
walked dolphins?
No, he didn't walk dolphins, but like they have those Jesus fish.
Scientist.
On the back of cars, the Jesus fish. Like, I love Jesus because he made fish.
Walker.
But like they have the
Jesus didn't Jesus. Make fish.
Yeah, he did. Did you read the Bible?
He didn't make fish.
Then where did they all come from?
Charles Darwin.
Yeah, he made one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
Yeah, but I guess I would have phrased it as make fish. He didn't make fish.
Well, then somebody did. And then I don't.
All right.
But then Charles Darwin had the like people have the fish. Then they have the little like then the people put and they for the Jesus Christ had the fish, because the book that everyone knows,
the Bible.
Yep. And then some people made a parody of that one where it's like a fish walking because the evolution.
Oh
yeah. How does dolphin figure into this?
I thought it was a dolphin. Dolphins are not fish. They eat fish. The Charles Darwin fish is eating the fish, but he has legs. He's walking. That's why the female ones last longer, but they get killed. Hold on. Hold on. That's why, because male mosquitoes are like, I don't want to last for 10 days.
Is this like Earth Doctor?
No, this is Animal Doctor, Biologist. Biologist.
Yeah.
So like the male one's like, we only live this long, but we live a nice short life. And he's like, we can live anywhere up here, but we're going to get smacked, so we got to take our chances. So like it evens out, because like one could die in 2 days, one could die in 40 days. They're always... Yeah, because like there's so much possibility of drinking blood and going, people going, no, get away from me. Slap, slap, slap. You throw them in the candles, it's done.
How did I not make that connection from Dr. Dolphinwalker?
Because you're not in the same wavelength as me.
It's not.
Oh, no, I had a question.
What?
I don't remember. What? Something about math. Do you have a math? No, that's not right.
If I have a math.
It was a preference question. Oh, that's what it is. Elements. Sorry, not math. Elements. If you had to choose between... if you could have, like... Do you watch the show Avatar, John?
Hell yeah.
John... John, do you
watch... Is that the one based on the M. Night Shyamalan movie?
Yeah.
Based on
yes, John. It's the one based on the M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Sorry, so it's The Last Airbender.
Whatever. I didn't Avatar. Watch the show.
It's not the movie Avatar.
Okay,
it's
fuck.
Show
Mike,
Avatar.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Oh, boy. It's a Nickelodeon
anime.
Cartoon.
Long ago, the four nations lived in harmony.
Yeah, okay, so...
Everything changed for the Fire Nation.
He's probably quoting the show.
The master of all four elements can stop him.
The microphone's not...
Most oh. Vanished.
There you go.
Years
holy shit. All right.
His air cleaning skills are great.
All right, you're done.
The microphone isn't...
I can't watch the show.
The microphone... I'm all for like audience participation or interaction, whatever. But if the problem is the microphones don't pick up, so at least if someone says Dr. Planet Clinic, I go, oh, she said clinic. If someone says 15 million years ago when the dinosaurs had evolution, I'm not gonna repeat all that because I'll forget.
Yeah, I won't.
But the four elements, you got Earth.
Wind,
water,
fire,
and water.
In September.
If you can control.
What was my first order?
You wanted a fucking chulip and a swirly cinnamon. Jesus Christ. I was going to say, if you could control one of the four elements, what would it be?
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a great question.
I know.
You just came forward and just said that.
Wind.
Came forward?
And said that, clearly. I mean, we would have obviously answered.
Why are you laughing at your own joke?
Because you got so angry because I was joking. You were interrupted a lot.
This guy. Bit drill. Wait.
Bit drill through wood with concrete. Get it?
Yeah. Ketchup, but with mustard.
Relish with pickles. Ooh.
Pickles are dumb. Relish is stupid.
I guess Earth. Probably Earth.
So you grow more pickles? Yeah.
So I can grow more pickles, mostly.
I always liked the concept of Earth, too.
Wait, you know you don't grow pickles, right?
Earth, too? John likes Superman. What?
You don't grow pickles.
You can.
No.
Anywhere.
No.
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 Okay, fine. Grow the gherkins and then make them into pickles. What are you laughing at?
Gherkins.
Gherkins. That's what they are.
Well, they're technically something else.
Depends.
Are they?
It depends on what kind of cookie.
Conrad.
Yeah.
Type in gherkin. Type in gherkin in your magic machine.
I didn't say gherkin weren't pickles. I said other pickles are other kinds.
Well, yeah.
Things.
Radishes and eggs are also pickles. They're pickled.
Eggs?
Pickled eggs?
Oh, I thought you were saying that.
Or Tommy pickles.
I would also pick Earth.
Yeah.
Why? It's the most boring.
No.
What would you do with Earth?
Because you could be as strong as, like, rock, as the Earth. Plus,
things.
You can use the Earth to your advantage. So, like, say you touch the Earth, you could, like, make rocks jut out or, like, boulders.
You're not
going to
be as strong as you just control it.
You control the Earth.
Yeah,
like,
control
you
the Earth. Yeah, make the crust move and all that. Like, the Earth move.
You could, you could do fracking.
So, if fire comes, you bring up some Earth, and it blocks the heat because it's so thick.
Plus,
if
you make
ice
nice
comes,
place hot.
Yeah.
That way you just...
If wind comes, you make an earth shield and just the wind goes over it.
You guys ever hear about sticking gherkins into Kool-Aid?
Yeah.
And make popsicles out of it?
Oh.
What?
I don't know about popsicles. I know people soak gherkins in Kool-Aid powder and they have like pickles that taste like cherries.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Guys, don't look at me. The internet again. It's on the internet. It's all over. There's everything on the internet.
Thank you, Scott.
John, you can look at pickles. They turn purple or red with whatever Kool-Aid powder you put in.
What if you did fruit punch? What color?
Red.
What if you did grape?
That's purple.
What if you did lemon?
I mean, they won't change because the brine is yellow.
It'd be blue, you dumb motherfucker.
How would
green and yellow is blue.
Green and yellow is blue.
Gotcha.
No.
Green and yellow is blue.
Green no. John, don't whisper. No, don't blow your nose at me.
Or blow your.
We're gaslighting him. But you're not helping.
I would be winning.
Conrad, what is red and blue together?
Purple. Oh.
He's so more together than you.
I answered it without him looking at his computer.
Oh.
Conrad could have done that too. I've seen Conrad being clumsy.
No, because I'm seeing all my beats too.
This is a Scott Does Stuff podcast.